there's a powerful story that speaks the core of this gospel. Some of the kids that are here that go to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, I have heard me tell it once before, but it's a story so powerful, I find at least, that it's worth repeating again. Once upon a time, there was a father and a son. The wife had died a couple years earlier, and the father and son had a very deep relationship. And many times at night, they shared a common passion in art, of all things. And they would talk about art, and the father had this incredible art collection, one of the greatest galleries, kind of in his own home. So his father and son shared many great memories looking at the art collection. A couple months after that, there was a war that broke out, and the son felt very much that he was called to go to war, to defend the country. And so he went. And a couple months after that, the war ended, but before that, the father got the call that you don't want to get. The call saying that his son had died in the war. And so the father was devastated. The father was devastated. Fast forward 3 or 4 or more months after that, and all of a sudden the father heard a knock on his door. He heard a knock on his door, and there was a young man standing at his door, perhaps about his age, the age of his son. And the young man said, "I served with your son in the army. I was with him. He was very brave. He died for our country." And he many times at night, he spoke about that common interest that the two of you had in art. And he said, "I'm not a professional painter, but I painted you this." And it was a painting of his son. Amateur, it wasn't the best painting, but it was a painting of his son. And the father took that painting and he put it right at the center of his mantelpiece. And whenever anyone came to visit him to see his art, the first thing he would do is show him that picture by an amateur of his son. "See, this is my son." It meant so much to him. Fast forward a number of months after that, and the father himself died. The father himself died. He didn't have any other family around. And so an auction was called because he had this magnificent collection of art. And so people from all kinds of different galleries came to hopefully buy one of these masterful pieces of art that he had, these rare pieces. And so everyone was gathered, and the auctioneer started the auction and said, "The first bid that we're going to make is on the painting of the sun. Can I get any bids for the painting of the sun?" It was quiet. Again, he said, "Any bids, any bids. We want to see the master. Show us the professionals." People kind of taunted. Finally, from kind of the very back, someone just kind of looking on, who had kind of helped take care of the property, just in the very back said, $10. "I'll give $10. He was kind of the gardener that helped out, didn't have really anything. $10. So the auctioneer said, $10. "Do we have 20 for the son? $20. Silence. "Get on with it," they called out. The auctioneer hit the gavel and said, "Sold. $10 to the man in the back." People were excited. Okay, let's get on with the real auction now. But the auctioneer put down his kind of gavel and started to walk away. This kind of caused an uproar, some confusion. What's going on? The man said that the father wrote into his will that whoever bought the son got everything. Got everything. And so it is with us in our faith. When we take the son, when we take Jesus Christ, we get everything. It's the point of the gospel today. The person who sold everything to buy that field of great price. The merchant who sold everything to get that pearl of great price. Take the son. Take the son is the message of the gospel today, but so often we find ourselves waiting for something more, waiting for something else, the next fad, the next trend, maybe the next job that's going to bring us happiness. The gospel reminds us, take the son. Then we get everything. Then we get everything. Take his mother Mary, who helps us encounter Jesus Christ so beautifully, to give us the son. The second reading from St. Paul to the Romans tells us beautifully what our mindset is like when we've taken the Son into our hearts. St. Paul says, "All things work for good for those who love God." All things work for good for those who love God. Not some things, not only the good things, all things work for good for those who love God. And so we have perfect trust in God. We have perfect love for God. And then we say, yep, the good things we take, but even the bad things, even the ugly things in our life, when we trust God, when we take the Son, Jesus Christ can bring good out of them. That's the good news of the gospel. All things work for good. All things work for good. Even the yuckiest, darkest place in our life works for good when we love God, when we take the Son. And so we call upon our Mother Mary, Mary, help us to encounter Jesus. Help us to love Jesus the same way you did, to take the Son into our hearts. All things work for good for those who love God.